Hey, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is the last day of September. It's the 30th, 2022. Howdy do, Butch.
Hello, Miss Melody. How are you doing this Friday?
I'm doing just perfect, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. It's a kind of cloudy day here in the hills. We'll get some rain from the storm. But I just listened to the news. We generally get between 2 to 4 inches of rain all through the month of October. They said we could get that much in one day tomorrow. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, they've been crying,
we'll see,
telling us we were supposed to get rain today. We had a few little sprinkles here and there, but
I don't think that time to reach us yet. It's just coming through the Carolinas now. So it's up or coming away, I think.
Well, you know, it's weird because I look at the radar and it shows that I'm over, you know, it shows that you're over green and it's not raining, but it shows that it's supposed to be. So I don't know.
Well, take it one day at a time. One day at a time.
One day at a time. There used to be a program called that, wasn't there?
I don't know. There's a song called that, but it's a Christian song, One Day at a Time.
Wasn't it General Hospital one day at a, wasn't it General Hospital or something like that, one day at a time or something?
Oh. I don't know. I never watched soap operas.
I never watched soap operas either. But anyway, gold and silver, I watched that soap opera. I tell you, that is a soap opera of the latest, gold today. You know, we had a high, 1676, and couldn't hold it, 1662. So basically unchanged from yesterday. Silver, same kind of a day, but we're still over 19 in the New York spot price after markets, $19.12. Platinum was down $4 at 870, and palladium was down 38 at 2,246. The USDX today was stronger by 0.24 at 1112.19. That's 112.19. Crude oil was down almost a buck and a half at 79.76. And, well, looking at the paper markets today, not too long ago, maybe less than a half hour ago, the Dow was down 300 points. Now she's down 500 points to end September, being down more than 8% for the month. So the Dow, and you know what's really weird, I don't know if this is going to change a few ticks or not here in the next few minutes. We're still kind of early, so I'm sure we'll see it change. The Dow down 500 points. So that's kind of weird, but 28,725. The S&P was down 54, 1.5% at 3,585. The NASDAQ was down 1.5% at... Oh, that's really strange. So both the NASDAQ and the S&P was down 1.51%. Now, how odd is that? So, you know, when you say that people rig markets, you know, I think they're rigged in different ways, but kind of odd. Is it a coincidence, maybe? And maybe they just couldn't figure it out. And he says, well, just put them down each 1.5%. I don't know. I don't know. Asia markets today, you had the Hang Seng stronger. The other ones were down. Europe, I think, was at least positive. It's the first time I've seen green in Europe for a long time. And but they were all green for over 1%, except for the FTSE. 10-year yield, 3.817. So that was up a little bit today, 0.07. Let's see, all the oils were down. Even natural gas was down at 1.3%, 6.785. So, you know, again, we're seeing all of these things, all of these people coming out saying, oh, you know, this is going to be the, you know, the end of all ends. You had Apple shares, they dipped on Bank of America's downgrade. You have Larry Summers warns that global economic risk is approaching pre-Great Recession levels. So this is Treasury, the ex-Treasury Secretary Larry Summers. He warned that yesterday. Bed Bath & Beyond, they report 28% drop in sales. Yeah, German inflation hits double digits for the first time in the euro era. So that's a big, big hit. Rite Aid, they lose $311 million as inflation pressures rise. And so these are not, and currency markets are rocked by the rising U.S. dollar and stock market crash and financial crisis ahead. So again, you know, it's the same headlines are there, same headlines that we talk about here every day. And it is, I can't find any good news, Butch.
No, there's not much. And now you mentioned Bed Bath & Beyond. They've been struggling now for how long? They've been closing stores and everything else and still not hanging on. That's not good. It's not good. And most of the news today isn't good. And I don't like to say that, but I can't change what's obvious. It just isn't good. I guess started, I'm going to share a little story out of Florida. I guess Florida was hammered more than anybody thought would be. I mean, it really came out as being a bad day for Florida. When Hurricane Ian hit the shore, this one lady said, I lost everything I own. Florida residents shell shocked by Ian's destruction. Karen Boffman sat in her Fort Myers home, darkened by storm shutters as Hurricane Ian roared around her, eventually leaving complete and total destruction in its wake. The storm, which is one of the worst to ever hit Florida, seemed to go on forever for the 81-year-old Boffman. Fort Myers in Lee County was hit especially hard by the storm, which caused catastrophic flooding throughout the city, turning streets into makeshift rivers. It was a feeling of helplessness, she said over the phone. Just waiting and praying that it got over in a hurry, and did not. It just parked next to us. She's among the millions of people in Southwest Florida who endured a terrifying 24 hours and now are realizing their homes and cities will be forever altered by Ian. The massive storm brought near Category 5 winds, devastating rains and storm surges that exceeded 10 feet. The storm's wrath and its massive rainfall will be felt in most corners of Florida, even as it leaves the state and heads out into the Atlantic Ocean. No place, however, was hit harder than Lee County, where the storm made landfall Wednesday. It wiped out bridges, left the vast majority of the country without power, the county without power. 1,300 hospital patients needed to be evacuated from local hospitals, and a growing fear that search and rescue missions will yield frightening death counts. I lost everything I own, said Representative Spencer Roach, a Republican whose district represents a portion of Lee County. I have two pairs of jeans, four shirts, and a pair of shoes to my name. Everything is gone. Roach made the last-minute decision 11 p.m. Tuesday night to make the white-knuckle drive to his brother's house on Florida's Atlantic coast as the weather quickly deteriorated. But he said he stayed in contact with his neighbors throughout the night as Ian destroyed his waterway estate's neighborhood. Many who stayed behind huddled on the upper floor of his street's only two-story home, just hoping the rising floodwaters would not reach them. That would be scary, Melody. And it seemed like they always hit after dark. You know, but you can't see anything. The power's off. It's pitch black.
Anything.
Yeah, and the water's raging around your house, and houses being washed away around you. You're on the second floor hoping you can hang on. That is scary.
It's very scary. You know, and I have a friend who her and her husband lived down in that area for a long time around Naples. And I texted her to see, you know, if any of her family and friends, you know, how they'd fare. And she says a lot of them had quite a bit of water damage. And she says, you know, it's going to take years.
Absolutely.
It will take many years for that area to get back to maybe what it once was. But it's a beautiful area down there. And Naples is a very wealthy area and very beautiful. And, you know, one of my other neighbors, she was telling me about when she was younger. She's 82 now, and she was much younger. She was pregnant at the time where they got flooded out of their home, where they had to come and, you know, take them out and, you know, get them in boats. And she says it's a very frightening thing.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, to see things, the water rise, and, you know, 1 minute it's at the ground, then it's at your steps, and then it's in the house. So it's very frightening.
Well, you know, I don't want to say I feel for the folks down there, I truly do. They have been hit really hard more than once, obviously. But I think this is the first time this certain area has been hit this hard for a long time. So, yeah, you have to feel for them. I mean, what are they going to go back to? I hope they have insurance, at least give them some funds to try to rebuild. But how long will it take to even get the place ready to rebuild?
Yeah, look, we can't get supplies as it is.
Yes, exactly.
And
so that's
going to
be tough.
It will be tough. And the thing of it is, I mean, when you live in those areas, you do prepare. I mean, you are prepared. We think about, you know, people never being prepared for situations like this. Even Bob Chapman's daughter, I talked to her, and she says their power went out. It was only out 24 hours, she says, but they have the generators, and, you know, they did get missed by a little bit, so, but they did have the strong winds, and they were able to help some of their neighbors, too, that didn't have the ability to have, you know, generators and so forth. So, if some are fortunate enough to be able to prepare, you know, you can help those who, you know, perhaps aren't as fortunate. And that's the whole point sometimes of preparing. Even when you're gathering your food, buy things that you can share, soups, pancake mixes, things that spread, things that you can, you know, perhaps feed more than just your family. You don't want to announce it and so forth, but you certainly can do things. So in times of need, you can help other people. That's what it's all about. So
Yes, it is. I just have to keep in our thoughts and prayers as they get through this, because they have a long road ahead of them. They really do.
The pictures that you see are just...
Oh,
you know,
my goodness.
It's like seeing pictures of some of those tornadoes that go through the, you know, in the Midwest, where, you know, it's just leveled.
Just flatten them. And I mean, the waterways are more or less flooded out. I mean, you know, they're going to take a while. We have to rebuild those, so... Yeah, folks, keep those people in Florida in your prayers. I mean, I want to say, just a sad situation, and you can go into a lot of reasons why this happened, but that's not the point. The point is a lot of people are hurting right now. They don't know how many are dead. They did say hundreds. I think it's dropped some now. But nonetheless, whether it's one or 500, that's a lot of. That's one person. That's we missed for somebody. So the folks, this really happened.
I did hear the one guy say hundreds, and then DeSantis kind of walked that back.
Yeah,
I think that the coming from him, the official is 12 or something like that. I think it was the last I heard, but yeah. So
we don't know. Praise God for that. You know, a different topic. I won't say this before we get too far in the program. We know that the pipelines were sabotaged. We know that. And did you know that a month or maybe longer ago, 2 months ago, I don't remember when it was, Biden told a reporter that they will take care of the pipelines if the Russia does certain things. They will take care of the pipelines. And then she said, the reporter said, "How will you do that?" He said, "Trust me, we'll do it." You can find that speech online on YouTube. So that kind of gives a hint who messed up the pipeline building. He said it. I didn't say it. So that's something to think about. The folks, you look up the speech. I should have sent it in to Todd to have him play it on the program today, but you can find that online. Just type in Biden says they'll take care of the pipeline and see what it says. Okay, you ready to move on?
Yeah, well, the bad thing is Biden doesn't know what he's saying. Or, I mean, have you seen the recent videos of him in Kamala? My gosh, it is... sad.
It's sad. It's embarrassing.
I mean, he couldn't even walk behind the podium.
Yeah.
He didn't know where he was at.
It's embarrassing. It really is.
And Kamala said that we are great allies with the North Koreans, with North Korea.
Yeah, she did.
And she didn't even know she made the mistake. She didn't even come back and say, "Oh, silly me, I meant South Korea," you know. But sometimes when you make mistakes, you are told just to continue and so forth. I mean, that's what you do. But that was a pretty big snafu, if you ask
that
me.
That was absolutely purely ignorant, stupid statement. I mean, she had no internet. But maybe not. Maybe she had no idea where she was in the first place, which country, which one's, you know, south or north. I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, go ahead.
But you know what? They shouldn't make excuses for these people.
No, they should
this
not.
Is the president.
and the vice president. Yes, yes. But, you know,
and they have all the handlers in the world. They have all the speech writers, all the coaches, everything that they have everybody at their disposal to make them look perfect.
Well,
and they can't do it.
These are, you'd be surprised at people that couldn't find Korea on the map. I guarantee if you ask most people out there on the street today to find Korea, they couldn't find it.
Yeah, but they're not the vice president of the United States.
But I'm saying they were educated in the same kind of schools, though. Mm-hmm. Public schools. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's sad. It is. It is. Well, let's move on away from Kamala now. Let her have her time alone now. She's probably embarrassed. But anyway.
Well, you know, you were talking about what Biden was saying. Here is a recent statement that was just released. Biden warns Putin that the U.S. will defend every single inch of NATO territory as Russia formally annexes Ukraine region. So, I don't know.
Well, we will see. I mean, it's just, we'll see, because there's a lot going on there. We'll try to get that in a little bit if we have time to get into it.
Yep, go ahead.
But I think the first problem is our own problems here in this country. Mm-hmm. The Fed's preferred gauge shows inflation accelerated even more than expected in August. Even with the Fed's preferred way to measure it, they were caught flat-footed. Even with what they prefer to measure by, the inflation rate was more than expected in August. So I'm not going to read the whole article. I just want to make the point that even the Fed, when they try to cheat, can't cheat that good now because it's a bad. That maybe should tell us how serious things are, Melody. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, hey, they fudge everything. They're not going to tell us the real truth, and they're certainly not going to acknowledge it. So, yeah, it is worse than what they do.
And even with their own gauges, they couldn't make it look better.
Yeah.
So there you go. And unrelenting inflation is taking a toll, leaving more Americans living paycheck to paycheck. And I know that's true. With persistent inflation weighing on consumers, the number of Americans living paycheck to paycheck is increasing, according to a recent report. The rise has been the sharpest for higher earners, the report found. Now, that's kind of shocking, but no doubt. Almost everyone has felt the sting of rising prices. I know we've got to go to a break in a second, but I'll get started. As of August, 60% of Americans were living paycheck to paycheck, according to a recent Lending Club report, a number that hasn't budged much since inflation at 40-year highs. A year ago, the number of adults who felt stressed too thin was about closer to 55%. Even high-income earners are feeling the pain, the report found. Of those earning more than six figures, 45% report living paycheck to paycheck, a jump from the previous year's 38%. Six figures is a lot of money, folks, yet 45% of them have a hard time making it. I know we got to go to a break. I'll finish up after the break.
We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. $100 car, no $200 red. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living, working for a living, working for a living, never ever working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. CommonSenseVoicesOfIntegrity.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby all night. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land?
And good afternoon. You're back, and we're back. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. That was a little bit rough there, Butch. 1-800-375-41. I was writing something, and I just couldn't do the two. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit the website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And premiums are rising, and you know, and Butch, now I'm beginning to hear stories of what people do when they're buying gold and silver. I just don't get it. I don't understand how people can not really know what they're buying or how they're buying and trying to do this and trying to do that. And it's just like, say what? And the only thing when they do it with other dealers is they're getting taken. And you might get your product, but you're paying a whole lot more than what you need to pay. And you're probably getting a whole lot worse of a product. So it's just really incredible. And so give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. And you know what? As this goes on, when a dealer encourages you to store your metals in their storage facility, I mean, there's dealers out there that, you know, they might charge high prices and sell you the wrong product, but you get it. And so it's, and I'm not saying these guys, but how do you know what's going into the storage facility? How do you know? I mean, come on. They're dealing with millions of dollars over a period of time.
If it's not in your hand, you don't own it. No, no way.
You don't even know what you have. You got a piece of paper. Stay in the stock market if all you have is a piece of paper. The gold and silver market, what's going to regulate this business? And trust me, because this business isn't regulated, anyone can get in it. You don't need a license. You need a state license. You need, you know, business license and so forth. But you don't need trading licenses. You don't need any of your investor licenses and so forth. So anybody can get into this business. And for that reason alone, you get anybody into this business. That's why so many businesses in this gold and silver have failed. And that's why there have been so many crooks over the years that have gone to jail in this business. And, you know, all the signs are always there. And, you know, a lot of the bigger wholesale or the bigger retail guys, they get fined, slapped on their fingers, and they get to go back to doing what they do best. Sell you the wrong product at a high price. They might word it differently, but, and so be careful out there. It shouldn't stop you from buying gold and silver. Just be smart. Even if you don't buy from me, be smart about it. Know what you're buying. Know what you're paying. And sometimes the cheapest isn't always the best. And it just frustrates me, Butch. I'm done. 1-800-375-4188. I've just seen it over and over for 27 years. That might not be as long as some, but it's longer than most. And so
Be cautious.
I know the stories. I know the players. So, anyway.
I agree. And you watch these coin things on TV. I hardly ever watch them because, man, oh, man, they're raking in the money.
Oh, my gosh.
They're raking in the money.
I have people who bought from those dealers where they've spent $200,000 and they get $100,000 worth of product. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Oh, but I got some free coins. Really? For $100,000, you got a couple of ounces of silver. Yeah, I'll sell you a couple ounces of silver too. Just give me $100,000 for my commission. I mean, it's just people.
Yeah,
don't
it is
know
hard. It's sad. It is sad. And people do watch out. Please trust my. You can trust Melody. I know that from years of experience. So you can trust her. You need to call her first and see if she can't do something to help you out even more than most of them can. I know she'll be honest with you. I know that for a fact. But anyway, back to the article about the unrelenting inflation. More consumers living paycheck to paycheck indicates that many are continuing to lose their financial stability. The Consumer Price Index, which measures the average change in prices for consumer goods and services, rose a higher than expected 8.3% in August, driven by increases in food, shelter, and medical care costs. Although real average hourly earnings also rose a seasonally adjusted 0.2%, for the month, they remain down 2.8% from a year ago, which means those paychecks don't stretch as far as they used to. A separate report by Bank of America found that 71% of workers, 71% folks, feel their pay isn't keeping up with the cost of living, bringing the number of people who feel financially insecure to a five-year low. Many Americans are dipping into their cash reserves, and nearly half are falling deeper in debt. Yeah, when you can't pay the bills, of course, the thing they do is raise your taxes so the government can, take better care of you, I guess. But anyway, after this article, we'll get into U.S. pension funds about to implode. We'll see. Melody's been saying that for a long time. But I mentioned about what Biden said about the Nord Stream pipeline. I did find it here. He was at a press conference, and one of the reporters asked him a question. And he said, if Russia invades, that means tanks and troops crossing the border of Ukraine. Again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We put an end to it, Mr. Biden said at a point of a joint appearance with Chancellor Olaf Scholz of Germany after leaders met at the White House. I promise you, we'll be able to do it. Okay. So we'll see. Was that a threat? I don't know. But the pipeline been blew up. You figure it out. So he did say that. That kind of points fingers, I wouldn't mind my mind anyway. What do you think, Melody?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know if we don't really know who did it, but, something's there. But the whole point, what's going to happen from now on?
That's
the bad thing, yes. So.
And here's an article you've been talking about for a long time. It's a question. U.S. pensions funds about to implode? Last night, I had the pleasure of speaking with Jason Berrick from Main Street. To offer up updated thoughts on the Federal Reserve, the economy, and the state of the world in general. The first thing we talked about was current Fed policy, which I told Jason I thought was a case too much too late. I made the argument that the Fed is, as it always does, overshooting its mark and doing so at the wrong time. This, as I've written several times, is why I believe the market is going to be in for a serious crash at some point within the next several months. I reiterated my stance to him that the economy and stock market have not yet fully digested 3% interest rates, and when they do, there will be hell to pay. Also, I talked to Jason about why I think equity markets wind up 30-40% lower from here easily, assuming the Fed holds its course. If the Fed does decide to pivot, it would be a different story. But for now, with the Fed holding course, I think it's inevitable that our markets run into a brick wall relatively soon. I laid out my most recent game theory on the Fed's current options, including whether it will pivot or not and how it will react to the Bank of England restarting a quantitative easing. In my article I wrote on Wednesday of this week, did the global pivot back to QE just begin? One of the things that we talked about that I haven't written about is the trouble the U.S. pension funds could be in. The Bank of England intervention this week was a result of pension funds potentially having a Lehman moment. Reports noted that the pension plans overseas were hastily selling bonds to try and meet margin calls, a scenario that I am certain we are not too far off here in the U.S. Pension schemes have been selling gilt to meet emergency collateral costs or reduce exposure, pension advisor said. There are schemes running out of cash at the moment, one pensions consultant said before the BOE intervention. From FT, here's what scared the BOE straight. At some point this morning, I was worried that this was the beginning of the end, said a senior London-based banker, adding that at one point on Wednesday morning, there was no buyers of long-dated UK kilts. It was not quite Lehman in the moment, but it was close. So, Mel, you've been saying this for a long time. Pensions could take a hit, and I do believe that you called that right. I mean, this is now being written by the mainstream media. When people can't live on what they're doing right now, what if the pensions are hit? And they won't just Social Security. It's going to be federal pensions, state pensions. If they go broke, everybody goes broke more or less. You know what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely. And all these pensions are all hooked to the stock markets.
Yes, it is. Yes, they are.
And they're feeling the pain. And all of these pensions, they're all underfunded. There's not enough insurance to cover them if you have a certain amount that go under. They're not going to be able to, just like the banks. There's no money there to pay everybody's losses. Could you realize if everybody lost their money, what they would do?
Oh, my. Well, don't worry. We have
and if they knew who did it to them?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, these are people's life savings that they've worked hard. I know people who put every penny, as much as they could, through their 40 years at an employer for their retirement. Of course, they didn't protect it properly, but still. What's going to happen? They're losing. So.
Well, we knew it had to come. I hate to say that, but we knew it had to come. So it just is what it is. And you remember when Klaus Schwab said you own nothing and be happy?
Mm-hmm.
This article said you will rent nothing and you'll be happy. Rent-a-center crashes after pulling guidance due to collapsing economic conditions. Rent-a-center. We got those around here. Y'all have them up your way, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
How bad is it out there? So bad Americans can't even afford to rent anymore, or as Biden would put it, the strongest economic recovery in recent history. My first 2 years in office spurred the strongest economic recovery in recent history, Biden said. Today I'm releasing my economic blueprint to look at how our winds are building, rebuilding an economy that works for working families. Yeah, that's what he said. In addition to the previously discussed implosion at Nike, whose stock is getting crushed by the bullwhip effect, sending inventory soaring as U.S. consumers hit a recession brick wall, a middle American staple is getting hammered even harder. And yes, Rent-A-Center is down as much as 20% today, one of the biggest one-day drops on record, which has pushed the stock back to April 2020 levels. What happened? Well, the floor fell out after the rent-to-own store chain operator adjusted EPS forecast for the third quarter fell far short of analysts' estimates, lowered Q3 guidance, citing macroeconomic headwinds, which impacted retail traffic and consumer payment behavior. And most ominously, the company didn't reaffirm its 2022 guidance, prompting brokers to cut their targets on the stock. And oh, yeah, and the CFO just quit. Yeah, so there you go. I mean, Rent-A-Center. People can't afford to rent things now. And I do know for a fact if two families in the last couple months have let things go back to Rent-A-Center because they couldn't make the payments. Maybe that's one of the things. I don't know. That's just one small, minute piece of what's happening to Rent-A-Center. But they're collapsing. And poor old California, well, I shouldn't say poor California, but that's their own stupid fault. Goodbye, California. Another massive company leaves California for Texas. Melly, this is a big one. Chevron is selling its global headquarters in California and heading for Texas, according to a Wall Street Journal article. Chevron has sold its current headquarters in California and plans to move into a newly leased space about one-third of its size as it continues to relocate employees to Texas. The oil company is leaving 92 acres of offices behind in San Ramon, California. Chevron follows the lead of other massive companies like Tesla and American Airlines as they head to Texas. How much more can California take and still function? That's amazing. I mean, how much more are the people out there going to tolerate with Newsom?
I don't know, but it's amazing. But you know what? The New York governor is just as bad. She's already she's implementing the electric car deal like Newsom did in California. So,
well, people are leaving most states, but California is definitely losing wealth. I mean, can you imagine the taxes Chevron paid and the rest of them paid also? Yep. I mean, can you imagine Tesla and American Airlines? They pay massive taxes in California, and they're going. Who can make up the difference? The ones that are left, the people on the streets, are going to make up the difference. The ones that are trying to make a living are going to make a difference. Any comments on that?
No.
And it looks like OPEC is going to cut production, Melody, from 500,000 barrels a day to maybe 1 million barrels a day. Maybe they could do it starting, we'll talk about even this coming week on the 5th, they're going to meet. And said maybe over the weekend they'll decide what they're going to do. They announced, of course, on Wednesday, the 5th. But they said that, you know, they've got the oil's dropping below, it's already dropped below $90 a barrel, which it had just down over below 80 right now, I think. They may be cutting production to get the price back up. That's another thing we certainly need in America. More you know, gas go back up in the cost again. So, I don't know, Mel. It seems like all the chips are falling in the wrong direction, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
You know, and it ends up hurting the little folks. Americans find themselves in a catch-22 as inflation keeps raising and interest rates are high. So, to rein in inflation, there will be pain, Federal Reserve officials say. Last week, the Fed boosted short-term interest rate by 0.75 percentage point for the third time to help curb inflation, which continues to hover near a 40-year high. The rate hikes will also bring some pain to households and businesses, said Fed Chair Jerome Powell at a conference in August. These are unfortunate costs of reducing inflation. Inflation is indeed soaring. Americans are piring their debts, debating which bill to pay when, and lining up food banks. But it's a bleak irony that those hit hardest by the inflation, lower and moderate income Americans, may also be harmed because most by the Fed's actions to bring prices down. You're immediately hurt by higher interest rates, while the effect of inflation may take some time, said Michael Weber, an associate professor of finance at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business. Lower and moderate income Americans are indeed hit quite hard. Higher interest rates make it more expensive and difficult to buy a house. At a time when the average rent has reached a record that may go higher as landlords pay off more for properties and for loans to repair them, Americans will pay more interest on their credit card debt, even as they rely more on those cards to pay for food and other essentials. And if the unemployment rate rises, as Fed officials predict, many may end up out of work. So what do... It's break time already. Okay.
It is. See?
Golly.
Keep on.
Like a bull man.
Hey, we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And we're in the last segment of the program for Friday, September 30th, 2022. And what would you like to start off on this Friday? You know, by Fridays, I'm a little worn out, so have at it, Butch.
Okay, all right. I'll just say that, according to that last article, of course, Americans are kind of caught in catch 22. You know, the inflation's eating them up, interest rates going up on the credit cards. They're trying to pay bills with the credit cards now because they don't have the cash. So they end up paying more on interest rates. And if it does slow the economy down, people lose their job, Melody, that's, how's that going to help anybody?
Yeah. It's not going to help anybody.
I just don't get that. I'm not a money individual. I don't understand all the finances that I'm sure the Fed does. But doesn't the Fed realize that the problem is the Fed and a fiat currency? Don't they realize what they're doing? Of course they realize it. Can't be that stupid.
Yes, they realize it.
You know?
But they know.
Go ahead.
I mean, they know what they're doing.
Sure.
I mean, they know exactly what they're doing. So it's just, but they can't tell the people about it.
Well, we looking back, I didn't know this for years. Back when we first started, when they started on this idea of debt prosperity, America has been doing that now for many years. It's a debt prosperity. Prosper because you have debt, you have credit, and you spend it, and you end up going more in debt. But you can fake it for a while, but it catch up to you sooner or later. This country has played this game now for at least 60 years, 55 years, 60 years at least.
Correct.
Debt prosperity.
Yes.
So, hey, it's catching up to us, folks. That's what caused inflation. But anyway, Putin vows to use any means to defend annexed Ukraine regions and new nuke threat after biggest land grab since World War II. Well, we'll see. The tyrant, hosted a grand signing ceremony at the Kremlin today to welcome the stolen regions from Ukraine to Russia. And his seven-month war enters a terrifying new phase. Putin cheers with his puppet leaders in charge of the four stolen Ukraine regions. Putin formally inked decrees declaring Lutsk, Donetsk, Kherson, and I can't even say the last one, Zaporizhia, to be Russian territory following a series of sham referendums. we're the pot calling the kettle black. Our last election was definitely fraud, but these are sham over there, though. Okay. The ruthless land grab was made official at the Georgievsky Hall of the Great Kremlin Palace in a signing ceremony. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg said the move represents the most serious escalation since the start of the war. Meanwhile, the U.S. called for an emergency UN Security Council meeting. We're expected they'll announce a fresh wave of sanctions on Russia. Putin was late showing up for the huge gathering, says of his cronies, and then issued a long, rambling, nonsensical diatribe. In his speech, he said people have made their choice. And that choice is beyond any doubt. This is a will of millions of people. The Russian leader vowed to defend our land with all means and said the people living in those stolen Ukrainian regions are our citizens forever. People living in Lutsk, Donetsk, and Kherson region and Zaporizhia region are becoming our citizens forever, he said. We will defend our land with all our strength and all our means. Okay. So I don't know, but it looks like the U.S. did decide to put some sanctions on, folks. U.S. slaps Russia with 1,000 additional sanctions. Now, I read
that's
this,
amazing.
Melanie. I read this. I fail to see how this is going to hurt anything on Russia. I'll share it, but I don't understand how this is really going to affect Russia a whole lot. Have you read that article?
I saw it, but, you know, all the other sanctions that we have on, what have they really done?
That's it. That's it. Well, the U.S. on Friday, that's today, sanctioned more than 1,000 people and firms connected to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, including a central bank governor and families of National Security Council members. After President Vladimir Putin signed treaties absorbing occupied regions of Ukraine and Russia in defiance of international law. So they slapped a sanction on the central bank governor and families of National Security Council members. So what?
Yeah.
So what? What's it going to hurt? I mean, these people are still not going to lose their jobs. They're going to have the central bank governor and its National Security Council members are still going to have their jobs and get paid. What are you talking about here? The Treasury Department named hundreds of members of Russia's legislature, leaders of the country's financial and military infrastructure, and suppliers for sanctions designations. The Commerce Department added 57 companies to its list of export control violators, and the State Department added more than 900 people to a visa restriction list. Well, that's going to break their heart. Anyway, we will not stand by as Putin fraudulently attempts to annex parts of Ukraine, said Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. The Treasury Department and U.S. government are taking sweeping action today to further weaken Russia's already degraded military and industrial complex and undermine its ability to wage this illegal war. Maybe I don't see all this, Millie, but I can't see how this is going to make a whole lot of difference. Maybe someone sees something. Yeah, I mean, they're going. 900 people are going. May have visa restriction. You think they'll lose sleep over that tonight?
I don't think so. But you know what? The only thing that's really been helping the war at all isn't the sanctions. It's the billions and billions and billions of dollars that we're sending to Zelensky, and who knows what he's doing with it. Well, plus all the other weaponry that we send.
Yes.
There's no accountability for those billions of dollars. I mean, that's what the Democrats do. Just like they gave Iran just a whole box of dollars. And, you know, I can't remember how many billions of dollars was in there. What, 150, I believe it was, in cash? Of course, it was their money, so I mean, we just gave it back to them. But anybody we give money to, there's never any accountability. It's just like here, just like the people here, people who get checks, they should be accountable. They should be, you know, held to the, you know, if we're going to give you a check, this is what you need to do. You just don't get a freebie here.
Yeah, this is amazing. We've sent Ukraine over $60-some billion already in military aid. And that doesn't count that relief money we give them for the people that are suffering, or whatever. So it's just about ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, most serious escalation since war start. NATO says the annexation move, but Putin's failing on battlefield. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not. But they said they're roughly the size of Portugal's whole out was about the size of the land they took from Ukraine. But they said Putin is filling on his battlefield and failed in his strategic objectives. I don't know that, Millie. Maybe he did. I don't know that. But he just took in, 20% or so of Ukraine's territory? If I were saying, looking at the odds, and I mean, look at the score, I'd say Putin's ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, any land that he took, he'd be ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Ukraine lost 20% or whatever the amount they took. So they said it's the most serious escalation since the start of the war. Well, maybe so. Of course, now Ukraine is wanting to go into NATO immediately. They want to go in immediately. That's exactly one of the reasons the war started. Because we're surrounding Russia with NATO allies, and that's no different than them taking Mexico joining them and Canada joining them. Same thing. We wouldn't tolerate it. But yet we think they should tolerate it. What do you think?
Well, I was reading lots of things, the reason why, you know, Putin went in there and so forth. I mean, it's been a war he's been fighting for 8 years.
Yes.
So we can't, this isn't new. This isn't just beginning back in, you know, the beginning of this year. It's something that started 8 years ago, and he's finishing it. So why didn't anybody do anything in the past 7 years?
Good question.
So, well, because they're all in, because there's so much corruption and money being funneled into Ukraine. Read anywhere, Google it. You know, I don't believe everything you find on the internet is true. I'm just the opposite. Very little what's on the internet is true. But you can find the truth if you look and you read, and you can do some comparisons and some thought process. You can kind of get the truth. And but, hey, even the New York Times said that the Ukraine was one of the most corrupt nations in the world.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
This is the New York Times. Who loves them? Who are supporting them this time around, but, you know, hey, 7-8 years ago, nope. So anyway.
The political, these are political chess games, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And everybody's looking for checkmate.
Yep.
That's what it boils down to. Different topic, but I thought this was kind of amusing. Elite Colorado resorts panic as migrants may be bused to their areas. Officials representing Colorado towns with elite ski resorts are worried they may get the next spot where Republican governors bust or fly border crossers and illegal aliens. I mean, we're talking about, you know, Colorado Senator Jack Hickenlooper reportedly warned Colorado mountain towns to prepare for the possibility that migrants could be relocated to Colorado. Breckenridge Mayor Eric Mamula said the Summit Board of County Commissioners work session meeting Tuesday. So now Colorado is afraid that DeSantis and might send 50 his way, and Governor Ducey and Governor Abbott may send bunches their way. Well, if they're sanctuary cities, why shouldn't they send them that way? That's what sanctuary cities are for, right, Melody?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, what are they complaining about? They're getting what they wanted, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I know. I don't get it.
Sad. And I'm getting through like some of my articles. I want to get to our good news story today. I know you're going to love this. I can't wait to fly on one of these real soon. Plug-in planes. Electric passenger aircraft completes 8-minute test flights. You're going to have electrical airplanes, folks. Jets are going to fly over the country, and they're going to be plugged up and charged. Now, we never run out of charge in the air, though. That won't happen. But so they got a plug-in plane. Electric passenger aircraft completes 8-minute test flight. That's so exciting. I just can't wait to get one of those. And the Dominican Republic has shown how bigoted the country is. The Dominican Republic is building over 100 miles of border wall to stop illegal immigration from Haiti. Melody, can you believe that?
Oh, how terrible of them to build a wall.
I tell you what, that's unthinkable.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Sad. Anyway. Let's go on now with the good news story today. This is good. You'll love this. Grandma's new coat. My grandma, Vera Kramer, was the best grandma a girl could have. She was kind, caring, thoughtful, never said a bad word about anyone. She always found good in a person. When I was young, Grandma worked hard all spring and summer to buy a new coat for the winter. She sold eggs, berries, anything in her garden produced to earn enough money. Her old coat had seen better days, and she had passed it quite a few times. When she finally had enough money saved up, off the town we went. Grandma looked so pretty in her new coat, and I was proud of the hard work she did to earn it. That winter in the small town of Harwood, Missouri, where she lived, the family with three small girls lost her house in a fire. They needed clothes, food, and household items. Grandma decided to cut up her new coat and make three coats for the little girls. I pleaded with her not to do it, but she kissed away my tears. She told me those girls needed coats much more than she did. When they were done, we loaded up the red wagon with the coats, an apron for the mother, blankets, food, and three little dolls. I had watched Grandma make the dolls, coats, and apron on her old treadle sewing machine. When the family saw what was in the wagon, the mother started crying and the girls hugged the dolls. On Sunday, Grandma wore her old coat to church, and she was the prettiest grandma there. She was my best friend and second mom, and I dearly miss her, Brenda Lovell of Eldorado Springs, Missouri. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
I mean, she took a new coat and cut it up to make coats for the little girls. Folks, I tell you what, there's still some good people left in this world, and thank God for that. All I can say is just thank God for that. I mean, that gives you a warm spot in your heart that we aren't totally gone yet.
And you know, it's true, Butch. We have a tendency, you know, and it's weird, but when we do all these articles in the news and so forth, it does involve all the nasty people of the world. So,
yes.
But there are many, 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 many good people.
There truly are. And we go on with some more, but running out of time so quickly. But I would try to do one more. When to serve and protect also means to feed and wash dishes. When officers standing jury of Edendale, Netherlands, were called to a local woman's house, they expected to find her in distress and help her. What they didn't expect to find were five young, hungry children who had just watched their mother get taken away in an ambulance. As they waited for relatives to arrive, the officers decided to do the neighborly thing and care for the kids. They made fried egg sandwiches and with fruit for dinner, and then did the dishes and tied up the kitchen. "Together we are stronger," they wrote in a comment they posted along with a picture to the community Facebook page. What a beautiful reminder that police are public servants and neighbors just as much as they are law enforcers. So that's beautiful. Two cops mm-hmm. took time to wash the dishes, clean up the kitchen, and feed the kids.
Wow. That's sweet.
And that's the Netherlands. The folks, there's good people there also, obviously. So I want to wrap up that, Melody. I know you want to hear that good news, and there you go, folks. Two for the price of one today.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Butch, very much, and I appreciate all of our listeners for joining us today. And we will be back on Monday. Dave Allen will be here next week. Thank you for being here on Tuesdays and Thursday this week, Butch.
No problem. I enjoyed it, Melody. I always do.
I really enjoyed it also. So, but Dave will be back, and so will I. So until then, be safe. Good night. And I think I got about 3 seconds. Let me say it really slow. Good night, and God bless. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay.
Ain't it sad?
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.
In my dreams.